Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hello, Podlers. Lovely having you on board. Threaded effortlessly throughout this edition of the podcast. It's all about these. Absolute heroes. Enjoy the show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
6:36 on your Monday morning. It is the 1st of August. Pinchy punchy 1st of the monthy.
How many days in August, Dave?
Oh, has this one self all day? Has this one carry on and the one and the four and the Batman symbol and carry it over and six times four? When will I ever learn that? I always forget. When it comes to the 2nd of the month, I've already forgotten that it's my job to learn that rhyme.
Yeah. I suppose August is the easiest one because of the bank holiday, isn't it? That's
where. What? It's even more confusing. No one knows when bank holidays
are. Everyone knows the 31st.
Nobody knows when bank holidays are, except our line manager, and that's part of his job. No, I know there are 31 days in August because joining us right now on line one is Esther. Good morning, Esther.
Good morning, Dave and the team. How are you all?
Great, thanks. The reason I know there's 31 days in August is you are going to be celebrating your birthday on the 31st of this month. Isn't that right?
Yep, that is right.
Well, happy birthday for then. It's great having you on the show. And the reason that we've got you on is we're doing good mood or bad mood. Join in, by the way, at 8, 12, 15. And you're in a good mood, but all of your friends, family and loved ones are in a bad mood. And it's for the same reason. And that's because today is the 1st of August and you are going to make them celebrate you and your birthday for the entirety of the month leading up to the big day at the end of August. Isn't that right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Same thing every year.
I've
not looked forward to it, except me.
So what age were you when you first started the concept of the birthday month?
I think it started when I was 40. Maybe 30. I think it had to be a big one. And then I thought, you know what? I made those, when it was like a decade one, I made it last the full year. That got a bit much for everybody, even myself. I couldn't really keep up. I reduced it, yeah.
Emma, how do you feel about the people who celebrate have a birthday week or a birthday month in Esther's case?
Well,
would that put you in a bad mood?
I just feel like when you get to a certain age, maybe. something on the day is fine.
It's not Logan's Run. We haven't all got to give up. Matt Dyson, what about you?
It feels a bit self-centred, perhaps. What, do you have to do something every day to mark it?
Making people do? Have you got to get a little prezzy? Yeah. That's a good question, yeah.
I think just like everywhere we go, just make it about me.
Okay, what do you want to do today?
I want to see balloons, people. Well, I want to see more balloons.
I quite like it, actually. I might adopt it.
If I go to dinner, I tell them it's my birthday, so you get like the little birthday plate.
Yeah. Trick.
Oh, they often write in chocolate on the. I mean, personally, I'm the opposite of you, Esther. I think we should do away with birthdays altogether.
You don't even have a birthday.
I don't celebrate birthday. My own birthday. You know, it means I never age, which is nice. I also thought about the unification of all birthdays, where we just all get it out of the way on July the 1st. Do you remember that big campaign?
That's a good idea,
put a lot of people in a bad mood when I suggested that. Esther, listen, it is your birthday month. You're in a good mood. That's what I asked people this morning. We're going to send you a Dave Berry Breakfast Show mug as a birthday gift. You'll get it by the end of the month. Thank you for tuning into the show. We'll speak to you real soon. So, good mood, bad mood. Has Esther, what Esther just said on the show, affected you in any way? The number is 81215.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Paint, flooring, tiles, garden essentials, and more besides. Whatever you need, Wix has got it covered. Shop now in store or through the Wix app.
Be house proud with Wix.
6:51 on your Monday morning, at the beginning of a brand new week and a brand new month, do we find you in a good mood or a bad mood? 8, 12, 15 was the number. good mood, obviously the football result, Dave, but also a bad mood because I work for a German company who are awkward at the best of times. The mind boggles. So, Dave, I would say bad mood. I was dumped last night. Lisa from Scotland.
Oh, no.
Oh, dear.
Oh, Lisa, wow. Hi, not sure if it's a good mood or a bad mood this morning. Starting my new job today, I'm very nervous, but listening to you guys always cheers me up and makes me forget my worries for a bit. Love you. Well, nice. Good luck with the new job.
Yeah, good luck.
And this is coming from Zoe in South Wales. Bad mood now after hearing about the month-long birthday celebrations from listener Esther, Dave. My birthday's on the 21st of December, so you can never celebrate just my birthday, as it's Christmas. And Zoe from South Wales concludes her message with sad times. Are those four words of it's Christmas, sad times?
Yeah, together. Quite like that before.
Stay strong, Zoe. Stay strong, kid.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It's 11 minutes past seven on your Monday morning. You're listening to Absolute Radio, where real music matters. Back from his holidays, armed with the social ammunition.
Yeah.
It's Matty D, man.
Well, it's all about the excellent performance from the Lionesses last night.
Of course it is. Of course it is.
This morning, all the trending topics dominated by the amazing moment where Chloe Kelly was doing a post-match interview after the winning the Euros, and they were singing Sweet Caroline with the crowd. And obviously, you're like, don't keep her here to do the interview. She needs to go off and sing and join in with the rest of the squad. And that's exactly what she did. She she ran off with the mic in hand. I don't know why I didn't leave the mic on so we could hear her sing, hear them all singing, but she ran off midway through the interview. Have a listen to this.
Look at them! Oh. It's amazing, honestly. Thank you, every single person that got out to support us. This is unreal.
Amazing.
And then she just goes, forget the interview. Some things are more important. Amazing. She ran off to join the rest of the squad. The iconic sports bra celebration as well. A lot of people talking about sports bras. Fee Glover saying sports bras for goalposts. It's nice. The sports bra is back in a massive way. And not only that, but the entire squad stormed the press conference after the game in a really dull looking.
Serena Wiegmann, who is an unshakable character, right? Cool, calm, and collected. Yeah, yeah. She looked nervous when they came in during the press conference. She was a bit like, okay, everyone.
It looked like a really boring, stuffy post-match press conference in the back room at Wembley, and then the whole squad came in singing and dancing. Mary Earps was upon the table. The dancing. There's some excellent dance moves going on.
And then one more question from the Times.
Yeah. Yeah. This is so good. Some excellent lip-readed swearing that's been all over the socials as well from Jill Scott. She came out with some amazing language during the game, which, I can't go into on a family radio show.
No.
What an amazing night, amazing atmosphere they have there as well.
It was incredible.
Much less aggressive than the male version of the sport. Much nicer.
Apart from the Jill Scott.
Jill Scott's potty mouth. Yeah, absolutely right.
Yeah. But it was just so good. So impressive that they did it. And still, like, my daughters can't have... There aren't any football teams for girls in their schools, at any of their schools. So it makes it even more amazing what they achieved.
Well, this is what's going to change. You know, that's the second bite of the cherry, isn't it? Yeah. You know, we finally won something. Well done, England. Mm. And also what it's going to do in the legacy is what people are talking about, and rightfully so.
It has to change. Anyway, so that's your social ammo action. It's viral, it's trending, it's gaining traction.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It's your Monday morning. Matt Dyson informs me he's going to put the footage of the England team gate crashing their manager's press conference up on our socials. Go check it out. Now, you're listening to the only breakfast show in the world that is one set of talky bits, talky bits, talky bits, but with nine different playlists. And we're going to put one of those playlists under the spotlight right now as we play a game of Guess the Year. And I need you to join in. I'm going to play you a clip of three songs, all released in the same year. You just have to tell me which year it is, and you can earn yourself a shout-out. Nice. Not only for yourself, but maybe the person you're with right now, your friends, families, colleagues. And this morning, we are fully focused on all things Absolute Radio Noughties. But which year were these three songs released in? Here me go, there's some technical issues again.
Here me go.
Oh. There you go. Jimmy Eat World. Did the wind sweep you off your feet? Train, Drops of Jupiter.
Oh, yeah.
Nickelback, How You Remind Me. Which I quite like. So shut up, everyone! So which year are those three songs from? That's what you need to figure out to get your shout out. So I want your names and I want your answers. But more importantly, I want to know where you are right now and a flavour of what you're getting up to at this moment in time. The weird and wonderful are, as you are fully aware, always welcome on this breakfast show. The number is 8-12-15. The answer and your shout outs come in next.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Wix have everything you need to complete your home and garden project. Shop in store or through the Wix app.
Don't be house barrassed, be house proud with Wix.
7:28 on your Monday morning. Time to earn that shout out by guessing the year. So I bought you these three ditties from the Absolute Radio Noughties playlist, but in which year were they all released? Jimmy Eat World was first. Train, Drops of Jupiter, which Matt Dyson literally described as timeless just now. And Nickelback, How You Remind Me.
Again, quite hard to place. Feels like it's been around forever.
Yeah. Timeless. So did you work it out, though,
in
the end?
I did struggle, no, but I knew it was sort of early noughties sort of area.
Very early noughties. Yeah. 2001.
Oh.
What would you have, Em?
2002.
Oh, OK, yeah. Close. But bang on the money with 2001 is Rob in West Yorkshire, Katrina feeding her daughter Emmeline in Edinburgh, waiting for her husband Mark to take over so she can go to work. Emily knocking up a packed lunch for the kids who are off to summer camp, and she has secretly booked the day off work so she can sit on the sofa and watch Netflix.
Oh, yeah.
Shh, don't tell anyone. I will do exactly this. What am I saying? I have done exactly the same thing. Mal in Lincoln starting the week off in a bad way, as disappointed to discover his melon and grapefruit pot is severely lacking in grapes. Oh. Sad times. Mel and Graham listening in Thailand by the pool.
Oh, wow.
Enjoy. Graham, who's just come downstairs to check on the red wine stain that appeared out of nowhere on the living room carpet after the football last night, and hoping that the white wine poured on it did the job. Spoiler alert, it didn't. Well done, everybody. The answer on Guess the Year was 2001. That will return to The Breakfast Show tomorrow morning.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show.
Five words. £5,000.
Absolute Radio.
The start of a brand new week and a brand new month sees another game of five words, five grand. It is radio's easiest game to play, but it is the hardest one to win. And joining us right now on line one is Lewis. Good morning, Lewis.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Morning.
Lewis, I'm so excited to have you live on air because, well, Lewis isn't just your average listener. Mm. Oh, no. Not that any of our listeners are average. Lewis has had a podcast, our daily podcast, named after him.
Wow.
When did this happen, Lewis?
It was during lockdown.
And what was the name of the daily podcast that day in your honour?
It was a homoerotic chat with a roofer.
We've gone into the archives and it was April 2021. It was named Early Morning Homoerotic Chat with a Roofer. And the description, the blurb on that edition of the pod is this morning we get steamy with a roofer. Producer Will's mum has to text him to check in. And Glenn Moore gives us a potted history of the late 20th/early 21st century. Enjoy.
That was a weird lockdown feature, that one.
They
it?
Were all weird during lockdown, oh man, weren't they? The kitchen table, yeah, so weird. Oh. Lewis, let's get down to business. It's nice having you back on the show over a year later. When it comes to five words, five grand, who would you most like to play alongside? Bear in mind, Glenn is doing his show at Edinburgh this month, so you've got Emma or Matt.
I'd have Emma today.
You'd go with Emma. Okay, let's spin the random player generator. See who you've got. Here we go.
Dyson.
Emma Jones.
Glenn Moore.
Free choice.
Matt.
No, Matty D's in play. Ooh. Rested from his holidays, though, yes. So yeah, it's
a
nice.
Good time to get me, yeah.
OK, Matt, it's time for you to leave the studio. Lewis, as you're fully aware, I'm about to give you five words. You say the first word that comes to mind. We'll then give Matt Dyson the same five words. If all five match up, you're going to win yourself £5,000. Good luck.
Thank you.
Your first word this morning is dark. D-A-R-K. Dark.
Light.
Yes, there you go. That's the spirit, Lewis. Sing.
Song.
Wild.
Tame.
Internet.
Provider.
And finally, your word is toast.
Butter.
Mm. No messing, straight in with the answers.
Light, song, tame, provider, butter. It's all very homoerotic again, isn't it, Lewis? Mm? excellent set of words, my friend. Wait right there. Matt Dyson is back in play. Next.
Five words, £5,000.
Absolute Radio. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show. With Wickes.
Wickes have a huge range of garden essentials like decking, fencing, trellis, plus lawn care, watering cans, and loads more. Shop in store or download the app.
Don't be house barrassed, be house proud with Wickes.
£5,000.
Absolute Radio.
Matt Dyson, with his well rested face, is back in the studio. But has he got a well rested brain? We're about to find out. Lewis, are you ready?
I am.
OK, good luck to you both. The first word for you to tackle this morning, Matthew, is dark.
Light.
Correct. Yes. Well done. Sing.
Song.
Yes! Wild.
Thing.
Oh,
no.
That's what I would have said.
Wild. What do you go for?
Tame.
Oh, the opposite, I suppose.
Yeah, an opposite there. Yeah. Sorry, Lewis, you've not done it this morning, unfortunately. Let's go through the remaining two words, though, just for the scores. Internet.
History.
Provider.
Oh, internet service provider. Internet cafe.
And the less said about your internet history, the better, young man. Family show. Toast.
And toast and jam.
Butter.
Close.
Lewis, really great chatting with you, particularly as you lent your name to one of our daily podcasts over a year ago. It's been lovely having you back on air, so enjoy your working week, my friend. This, of course, means we're going to be playing again tomorrow. If you'd like to have a go at five words, £5,000, call right now, 0330 123 1215. If you have an Amazon smart speaker, you can practice. Just ask it to open five words game.
Radio.
So, it is the morning after the night before. The night before being the one where the England football team created history by winning our first major women's tournament in what can only be described as dramatic fashion at Euro 2022. And of all the opposition against the old rivals.
That have never lost the final until yesterday.
Eight-time champions, Matt Dyson.
Amazing.
And so this morning, well, I couldn't decide. Is it going to be Three Lions or is it going to be Sweet Caroline?
Ooh,
both beloved
one,
of football fans up and down the country. So I'm not going to pick Three Lions. I'm not going to pick Sweet Caroline. I'm going to play you both.
Oh, cheeky.
Congratulations, England. Well done.
We're not creative enough. We're not positive enough.
It's coming home. It's coming home. It's coming.
We'll go on getting back. It's on getting back. It's on getting back.
Sweet Caroline. Good times never seem so good. Sweet Caroline. I believe they never could.
That was Badil and Skinner and Three Lions, as well as Neil Diamond with Sweet Caroline. It's the very least I could do after the heroics of our Lionesses last night. Now, speaking of Frank Skinner, well, this is quite exciting.
Absolute Radio Live at the London Palladium.
On Sunday, the 27th of November, Frank is going to be back hosting Absolute Radio Live with the Teenage Cancer Trust. It is radio's biggest ever comedy night, and it returns to the iconic London Palladium. Some of Britain's best-loved comedians will be taken to the stage to raise money for Teenage Cancer Trust, who will receive the profits from ticket sales. And tickets will go on sale this coming Friday from 9 a.m, and you can get yours at the Absolute Radio ticket store. Keep on listening, because we'll be announcing the lineup in due course.
Absolute Radio Live at the London Palladium.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Say 15 on your Monday morning. You're listening to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show. Doug in Bolton, he texted into the studio whilst Emma was doing the news and sports, saying, "Hi guys, how about at just gone 8 a.m, you break all the rules and play Three Lions on every station in tribute to our glorious Lionesses' victory." Completed it, Doug.
Yes,
completed it,
exactly.
Mate, did
it's
it.
Happened.
And Sweet Caroline.
Yeah.
And he says, "Dave, I'm sitting in my car crying happy tears. Congratulations to the Lionesses." Simon in Cornwall says, "Think even better, Dave, would have been Queen, We Are the Champions." Geez, Simon, give me a break, will you? I've just gone across all
people.
Of our playlists, yeah, with two songs, not just Three Lions, it's Sweet Caroline as well, across the entire network. Simon, I went across the entire network! Keep your penis to yourself, Simon! Yes, 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 Dave. Actual goosebumps on my way into work. So proud of England. Yes, well, we really are.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Paint, flooring, tiles, garden essentials and more besides. Whatever you need, Wix has got it covered. Shop now in-store or through the Wix app.
Be house proud with Wix.
8:35 on your Monday morning. What an incredible Sunday it was. Yesterday was one of the greatest days, and I think we all know why. Yes, because my daughter and I finally watched Star Wars together. That was a big celebration.
You're going very early with Star Wars.
I've gone too early.
Yeah.
I have gone too early.
What, is she three and a half, nearly
three and
four?
A half, Evie's three and a half. But what happened was, we were talking about princesses, and the first princess that comes to my mind is Leia. So I was telling her about Princess Leia, and I was talking about the funny hair that she has in the side.
Yeah,
she's got the white kind of chiffon thing, and she's kick-ass, and she's got the lasers and all the rest of it. So she was in. Evie was interested to watch Star Wars.
Okay.
So yesterday we sat down, I put it on, and so you've got to know when to fast forward through things.
Mm.
So the scrolling text at the beginning, that's gone.
Yes.
You've got to take the butcher's knife, editing, gone.
All the credits at the start, like, my kids hate that. It's
bits
so boring.
I mean,
cut to the action.
Nowadays, you never put the credits at the beginning of the movie.
No,
you
weird,
never ever do that, do you?
But why would you do
that? I've rewatched movies from the 90s, and it's like, I used to sit through like 20 minutes of like,
weird,
who the best boy is.
Yeah.
Who was the grip before the movie even started. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, that's weird.
The beginning of Superman is one of the most elongated pieces of cinema ever.
Yeah.
And it's just like the words just flying through space.
Yeah.
Anyway, Evie's not going to watch words flying through space. I know that, you know.
Yeah.
So I fast forward through those bits, and there's little bits you've got to do. But then it gets a bit where we first meet Luke Skywalker, and he's living with Uncle Owen and Aunt Beru, right?
Oh, right.
And they're having a conversation around their like dining table, and they're having a little bit of an argument. And suddenly Evie says, "That's not his father."
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, "Oh my goodness, you've worked out one of the biggest plot twists in cinema history." And we're only 20 minutes into A New Hope. We've not even got into Empire Strikes Back territory here. I'm thinking about scholarships to Oxford.
Oh, yeah.
My mind is rushing. I don't know what to do. Anyway, thankfully, everything got back to normal when Evie spotted her favourite character on screen. And of course, we all know who that is.
What's that man called?
Kobe Nye
Bonwombi. Yes, Kobe Nye Bonwombi was on screen, and we all love. Here she is again.
What's that man called?
Big Star Wars fan! Big Star Wars fan. We can hold off on the Oxford stuff, I'm pleased to say.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Whatever your budget, whatever your bathroom transformation, Wix have got you covered with their new bathroom ranges. Shop in store or download the app.
Don't be house barrassed, be house proud.
It's 8:49 on your Monday morning. Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, happening right here, right now on Absolute Radio, where real music matters. Now, after the incredible victory and subsequent scenes, bruv, at Wembley last night, this is the right thing to do. We're doing the smash and we're doing the Lionesses versus the Playlist. So any of those wonderful, skillful, talented people versus the world of music. The number is 8-12-15. I urge you to include your name in your message so you can get the recognition that you deserve. But as always, we get the ball rolling. Mm. Always a nervy thing to do when Glenn's not here.
Yeah.
I always feel like he's giving me a big cuddle. Yeah, when we do it doesn't matter how bad we are. Yeah. That's why I always do Glenn last.
Yeah,
that's why it was. But Glenn's not, he's in Edinburgh.
We've got a chance to shine.
There you go. That's the spirit. Yeah, I like that.
Positivity.
That's the attitude. I've got the Lightning Meads.
Oh, very good. Nice.
And I'm quite proud of this one, even in Glenn's absence. Yeah. I've got the Snoop classic, Drop It Like Jill Scott, Drop It Like Jill Scott. So that's mine. Matt Dyson, what have you got for us?
I Whistle a Happy Ella tune.
Nice.
The show tune there. And anything by Portugal, the Serena Wiegman.
No!
Bonus points for Wiegman. Well done. It certainly was. But you can have the bonus points anyway. Emma Jones.
I got When Two Become One.
Oh, excellent.
Yes, and Mead from Desire.
Yes. You were playing that
at Wembley
as well last night.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Okay, so it's the Lionesses versus the Playlist on the Daily Smash. 8-12-15 is the number. Here we go.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It's 8:53 on your Monday morning. Coming up in the next hour of the show, I will be launching the No Repeat Guarantee, meaning you will not hear the same song twice between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. As well as that, I'm going to tell you how you could earn yourself a cheeky little summer payday. So there's no kind of keywords to give. There's no sums of money to remember. Just basically pick up your phone within five rings and we're going to give you £5,000. Details, T's and C's, that's all coming next. As is your always brilliant suggestions on the Daily Smash. It's the Lionesses versus music. They probably win.
Yeah.
They always do. Mm. Now, Mary Earps is getting a lot of love here.
Oh, yes.
Not going to lie. Keep
Earps
coming to
8, special.
12, 15. We've got the Jimi Hendrix classic, The Wind Cries Mary Earps,
oh,
from
yes,
Simone.
Yes.
Adam's gone for How Tune Is Now,
oh,
Smith's
nice,
classic,
good,
which is very good. We've got Earps, Wind and Fire.
Yes.
Oh, amazing.
From Richard yes, Livington. Okay, keep them coming. It is the Lionesses versus the Playlist. 8, 12, 15 on the text. Or you can join in via Twitter at Absolute Radio. All of your suggestions are coming next.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Wix have everything you need to complete your home and garden projects. Shop in store or through the Wix app.
Don't be house barrassed, be house proud with Wix.
It's Monday morning, and after England's incredible victory at Wembley and the subsequent scenes last night, the right thing to do was a very special version of the Smash, which was the Lionesses and anything associated with those heroes versus the Playlist. The number is 8-12-15. Thank you for getting involved. William Sunshine on a Rainy Day from JJ, the carpet fitter in Malden. Stanway to Heaven from Jamie
nice,
in Leicester. Anything by Lioness Richie, says Martin. Millie Bright, Side by The Killers, mm-hmm, from Matt in Nottingham. Richard Drummond and Born Toon Run from Anonymous. Queens of the Lucy Bronze Age. Mm-hmm. Dan Oz in Woking. The Ellen White Stripes from Kev in Malden. Nice. And Earps Upside Your Head from Colin in Silsden.
Surely the best Mary Earps one we've had.
That's
that,
fantastic. Earps Upside Your Head. Matt, what have we got on the socials?
Serena Take a Bow by The Smiths, says Tish. Alessia's Attic from Russo, of course, from Stwee. All You Need Is Love. Lucy Bronsky Beat. Chris says anything by Jill Scott Heron.
Oh.
Of course, the revolution in football will be televised.
Excellent stuff on the Smash, ladies and gentlemen. It will, of course, return to the Breakfast Show with two new topics real soon.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
And that's it for your Monday morning. It is once again time to bid you farewell and thank you for tuning into the show. We, of course, leave you with a brand shiny new edition of the Daily Podcast. But what shall it be named? Matt, in your absence, Emma Jones is on naming duties. Yeah. So last week we had Meconium versus Jelly on a Plate, Dirty Little Whippet, Get Down These Stairs, Andy Disco. Once again, Alice Cooper is Glenn's undoing, and I Will Destroy Your Garden. So that was Emma. And just to ease you back in, you've got a versus battle this morning, OK? You've got sports bras for goalposts, or Kobe Nye Bonwobi.
Oh, yes, the slip-up from your daughter. Well, cute as that is, Dave, I think we have to mark this monumental occasion this morning after last night's victory at Wembley with sports bras for goalposts.
I couldn't agree more. Yeah, take that, only child! You've not won the Euros, have you? right, up next, news on how we could give you a summer payday worth £5,000. We'll be back tomorrow at 6 a.m. Until then, stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci.